For me, drawing was like breathing. I just did it. I have drawings that date all the way back to maybe the second, third grade, when I would be up on the bleachers drawing the kids who were playing in the playground. So for me, it was not a passive kind of interest. It was an interest that had to do with breathing and existing psychologically as a person. I could feel good when I drew.
That's the African-American artist James Butler talking about his early commitment to art on a documentary film by Julia D'Amico that was released last year called The Highwaymen. Everyone is talking about the Highwaymen in Florida this year. They're a group of African-American artists, male and female, that included Mr. Butler, who began painting scenes of quintessential Florida in the 1960s, scenes of incandescent sunsets seen through almost limbless pine trees clustered on Florida's flat savannas, or palm trees, their fronds leaning with the wind, set into the dunes, while in the background, the surface formed itself into lime green lines to lap the long beach. Several dozen of these artists began painting these pictures some 40 years ago and then sold them for $10 or $20 or $30 a piece to the doctors and dentists, lawyers and bankers, and motel and restaurant keepers who did business up and down the highways of South Florida during the great post-air conditioning Kennedy Space Center retirement boom that transformed the state. Most of these artists grew up or lived in the Fort Pierce area, where they were drawn, many as children and teenagers, to the studio of Florida's grandfather of landscape painting, Beanie Backus, who defied Jim Crow laws and gave the young artists lessons. The group was led by a charismatic young painter, Alfred Hare. His gifts were spotted by his high school art teacher, Zenobia Jefferson, who sent him to study with Backus. Hare saw painting as a liberation for young African Americans from being consigned to fruit picking and other hard manual labor. Hare knew he could never make a living on his paintings the same way his established white mentor, Backus, could. So Hare resolved to work fast and in quantity, painting on inexpensive Upson board, a dozen 2x3-foot boards tacked onto the wall of his mother's house, with friends and neighbors stopping by to watch, then to help, then to become painters themselves. And it happened, this Fort Pierce Renaissance, because two teachers, one black and one white, recognized talent in young people and found ways to help it grow.